the European Union's High Court has handed down a ruling that both supporters and opponents of genetically modified foods are claiming as a victory. Arguments about such foods have become a hot trade issue because U.S. biotech companies are not getting access to the European markets. They want that access. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles to explain is Tess Figland. Tess, exactly what is this ruling? Does it clear up any of the transatlantic debate?
Well, it cleared up a few things, but that certainly doesn't mean this controversy is over by any means. Here's the backstory. 3 years ago, Italy imposed a ban on certain corn-based products made by Monsanto and two other biotech companies because they contained genetically modified corn that the government thought could be harmful to consumers. The companies appealed the ban and pointed out that Britain had already deemed the corn safe and that the European Commission had basically told its member countries, including Italy, that if it was good enough for the UK, it was good enough for the EU. But Italy banned it anyway, and what the High Court said yesterday, the EU High Court, is that Italy can place temporary bans on genetically modified products, but it has to prove that there is a risk to consumers.
So are Italians going to be eating genetically modified corn products from Monsanto?
Well, the case has to go back to the Italian courts now, but Monsanto is interpreting this as a win because it says there is no scientific evidence that the products pose a risk. So without some proof, Italy can't ban those products. But the Italian government claimed victory as well, saying it now has the firm right to protect the health of its consumers. So it's a bit of a wash for both sides.
Didn't the European Union rule on this issue earlier this year?
Well, it did in some areas. It still has a general moratorium on GMO foods, and the U.S. has filed a complaint with the WTO. But it has promised to lift that de facto ban after October 1st. That's when some new regulations are going to go into effect that could make the kind of ban that Italy imposed obsolete. The biggest rule is over labeling. Genetically altered foods are going to have to pretty prominently say that they are genetically modified on the packaging. But that's something that the biotech industry says is almost as bad as an outright ban. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're following a study out today on underage drinking in this country. It's a $53 billion a year issue, and we're asking why the liquor industry hasn't faced the same kind of scrutiny and lawsuits as the tobacco industry.
Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.